It's time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Going to start out with a little bit of music and then get right to my guests, and we'll have more music later. The group Bua, which is a Celtic group, Irish actually, from places that I just was recently, and it's so delightful to read these names now, Connemara and Western County Galway, etc. They're going to be at the Hoffman Center in Manzanita on November 20th, which is Thursday this coming week, and that's at 7 p.m. Have a listen. Thanks so much for being here. The number is 503-325-0010. Full show, AAUWCRSCPHMAHS. Got it?
Smini merna scafferi, shikrun her ardanini, a clicku erna stravogis a corni goshidu, slinter dun an krushkin is bukshalan, tishtakati an lana live a halimina dilsha, prenda huna brava furis mohu liver kriashte, holomages, bimachal goshimsa. Oh, by my tsuga pianamak, his footer would want teal shaw, his linter dun and krushkin is buk shall land. A down a vik on kujurko, a talk to a young lina, a yayara is a prilera, this a fell and armina ha. Svayaru heu, pats yapere, grimski and land, a kin van. She's by you and glad to see the quarter of Kokriu. His linter dun and Pushkin is future land. He had on the octin again. Who is the lack of water? On Tibera egg, we shan them dun, Nishinga heaven sauce. Slay bar enough, come back and hail, Coxrovan land, they drag out. She's by you and glad to know Kokriu, it's she on Tarnyal. His linter dun and Pushkin is future land. Our manor flesh na lahishin, nach more darion seal shaw, new green and towery actan you hound, new kind of hounds on eke, new tone and nain like fish in town, new fish alone, new be bound, new lawn na clarf on follow up, his fresh and shin mahise, his lane for dun and krushkin, his buk shalan, a wahalisa halini, a tanisher.
All right, that's Bua, Bua. And again, they will be at the Hoffman Center in Manzanita Thursday the 20th at 7 p.m. Well, my guest, my first guest, is Susie Brown, who has worn many hats in this community. But as far as I know, most of them have been theater-centered. Is that, would you say that's true?
That would be right, Carol.
Even when you were teaching, it was... Yeah. I mean, you taught other things as well. But,
sure,
At Napa High School for 30 years, those lucky kids. Does that feel like 100 years ago to you?
Sometimes, and sometimes it feels like yesterday.
Well, now, speaking of yesterday, well, let's speak about instead next week, because Susie's been directing, choosing, creating a theater production for the AAUW for how many years has this been?
Well, AAUW has been doing this annually since 1987, and I've been involved in one way or another. Mm-hmm. This is maybe my 13th, 14th year of directing, but when Edna Packard was directing it, I usually helped out in some vein or another.
Right. Oh, yeah. It is. It's wonderful to be able to recall certain of our friends. And so this year, the play is Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Yes, we're going to ask Susie to explain what that means, if she will. I don't know. And this is actually an annual scholarship benefit. And it's a little different this year. It is what is the same is it's at the Presbyterian Fellowship Hall, 11th and Harrison. It's two nights, so why don't you tell us what's going to be going on? Why did you decide to do the two nights?
The hall...
A night and a... Yeah.
The hall, as you know, is very, very large.
Yes.
And it's been increasingly difficult to mic it so that everybody could hear. And I know if you're sitting in the very back, the actors are about an inch tall. So we thought we'd try it as a fuller experience for all our audience members. So on Friday night, we're doing just the straight-on staged reading, no intermission, 90 minutes, beginning to end. And we'll let people know before it starts so they can do what they need to do before we begin. And those tickets are less money because the next night is what we always do, and that is the dessert staged reading.
Which is quite fabulous, I must say. So the play is Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's happening on the 21st, which is Friday night, and that's at 7 p.m. for just the play, as Susie said. And then on Saturday night, you come at 6 o'clock and peruse the desserts. And if that's all you do, you've got a lot of willpower. But it's a wonderful evening, and that would be the 22nd. So tell us about this Love, Loss, and What I Wore. I'm not familiar with it, although I see it says Nora and Delia Ephron play based on Eileen Beckerman's memoir. I don't know Eileen Beckerman.
Eileen Beckerman did a series of sketches one day, and when she was looking them up, of pieces that she'd worn throughout her life from the 30s through
sketches
the 90s.
Sketches meaning drawings.
Drawings.
Okay.
And she looked at them and decided, well, these tell a story. And somehow they made their way into a little booklet, which was eventually published. And then the Ephron sisters got a hold of it and turned it into a play.
When was this? When was the memoir published?
The book was published in 1995.
Okay.
And then the play was published finally in 2008 and premiered in 2009, directed by Daryl Roth, with such auspicious names as Tyne Daly and Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my goodness.
Reading it. Because it was created to be read,
As
far as I can tell from what I've read about it.
Okay. And this is a staged reading. Tell folks what that is.
A staged reading is different from reader's theater in that there are sometimes props involved, always costumes. Sometimes there's a bit of movement by the actors. But it's not a fully mounted show where no one carries scripts on. They still have their scripts in front of them on music stands, and they access them to read them.
Okay. So how many characters are there?
There are many, many characters.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. How many actors are there?
There are five actors and a stage manager who will be on and off stage.
Okay. Do you want to give us names? Because we have some pretty auspicious folks right here in this community.
We have some wonderful talent in AAUW. Mm-hmm. And four of the five actors are members. Mm. And this year, the actors are Karen Kenyon, who is a past president of AAUW, Donna Wright, Tony Eihander, Rhonda Alderman.
Oh, my goodness.
And Nancy Montgomery.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
I think we're batting 1,000.
I think so. Now, I was not familiar with Karen Kenyon being on stage. The other four, of course, are old hands on the top.
Karen Kenyon read in the play The Octet Bridge Club, which we did a few years ago.
Okay.
So she's had some experience. And she was a librarian for years, and she read many, many books out loud to children.
Yeah.
Our sixth, not an actor, but our stage manager and very important to this production is Bobby Bryce.
Ah, and Bobby's actually going to be on stage? Shh, don't tell her.
No, I didn't. She is doing backstage work, but present on stage as well. We won't hear her voice, and we really won't see her.
I was going to say, if you can get Bobby to speak on stage, I have to, for full disclosure, when you call KMUN on Tuesdays and Wednesday, mornings, you will hear the voice of Bobby Bryce, but you won't see the body if you're on the phone, so one or the other. So this is quite a group. And what made you choose this piece? Were you familiar with it before?
Yes, I had read about it a few years ago and thought, oh, this sounds very interesting. Sounds like something perfect for AAUW. But I hesitated for a while because I always have a whole group of plays I think I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an opportunity to actually go see a production in McMinnville. And I went and thought, yes, this is going to work just fine. And then I saw some other productions of it here and there, or bits and pieces of it. And I thought, yes, I really want to go there with this.
Well, this AAUW theater production that's done annually is always excellent. Susie has a fine, she should, after all these years, not only teaching but also running her own theater, Peer Pressure Productions, and directing and being in many, many plays at the River Theater, the Coaster, the College, everywhere. So I'm very excited to see this, Love, Loss, and What I Wore. The title alone is just outrageous. So, again, this is happening on Friday night at 7 p.m. That's the 21st. And Saturday, 6 p.m. For desserts and coffee. And then the show. And that's the 22nd. How do people get their tickets?
They can call. I don't have